Bucks County Prevention Coalition podcast, dedicated to bringing educational information to prevent substance abuse and help individuals achieve a healthy well-being.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the first edition of our Wood County Prevention Coalition podcast. I'm your host today, Kyle Clark, and we have been on a short hiatus, I believe about a year and a half almost. Pandemic has certainly affected us with production here, but we're back in full swing and we're hoping to bring you some really great programs here in the near future. Today we're just going to catch up a little bit and let you know what we've been doing. Behind the scenes, what we've been doing with schools, with pandemic lessons that we've been doing on air and online. And finally, just kind of getting you reacquainted with us, and then we will start looking at future shows. But, you know, I'm joined today by an old friend that's been working with us here since the beginning, getting our podcast set up, and that's Greg Van Voris. How are you today, Greg?
I'm good. I almost forgot how to do this.
For all we know, this thing isn't even turned on. No, it is.
It's blinking at me.
We're good.
Okay. We're good. What? It was March 6th, I think, 2020.
I think that was our last one.
Since the last one. So, and then we did the episode on the Adams Youth Survey.
Yes.
And as we speak, we are gearing up to do that again. So to give that out in the schools again.
We're,
so.
We'll talk about that a little bit later.
We've come full circle. It's been, what, that's every 2 years. That survey comes around every 2 years. So it's crazy that it worked out that way.
Well, guests today, Greg, we have people here in the booth with us today. And I'm just going to go around and let everybody kind of reintroduce themselves. Angie, you want to start?
Oh, sure. Angela Patchen, Wood County Educational Service Center Prevention Program Manager.
And also our expert in mental health issues. Here with our programming.
Thanks for using the term expert.
You're quite welcome.
A humble lady in few words.
Tina.
Hi, I'm Tina Bradley, and I'm the new coordinator for the Drug-Free Communities Grant / the Wood County Prevention Coalition.
And Tina, welcome aboard. We're very happy to have you.
Thanks.
Tina has joined us here just in the last 6 months, and we're very happy to have her. Tina, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, what your background has been in, and how you found your way to us.
Certainly. I have a master's in public administration, and a good deal of my career was spent in public administration, most recently as the City of Bowling Green Grants Administrator. And I retired back in May from that position, but wasn't yet ready to call it a day. So in order to keep me off the streets during the day, I set out and started looking at possible opportunities that if I were going to retire. I wanted to do something where it took me back to the earlier part of my career, and it was to do something that had some impact, made a difference in the community. And this aligned in a way that everything fell into place, and so I began March 24th, and I absolutely love it, absolutely.
Very good. And again, we welcome you.
Thank you.
We have one other guest with us.
I'm happy to be here.
Thank you. We have an intern. And her name is Natalie Balagna.
Hi, thank you.
Where are you going to school?
I'm a junior at BGSU.
And majoring?
I major in public relations, and I double minor in advertising and fashion.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here.
That's great. We'll be anxious to get a critique of today of what you think of our podcast. Some old guy talking in front of a microphone and all these other young people around us. So anyway, for those of you who are not real familiar with us or have been gone and were just rejoining us as well, our mission statement is very clear, and I'd just like to read that to you as we begin. We are a coalition of compassionate community members working together to coordinate high-quality programs for the prevention of youth substance abuse in Wood County. Our vision is helping youth be drug-free, responsible, and productive citizens. Our tagline is Uniting for a Drug-Free Wood County since 2004. So that's kind of where we are. As we mentioned earlier, we have had some staffing changes, and Tina's on board with us now as our day-to-day coordinator for the coalition. And I agreed to be kind of the central host here today, and eventually Tina will take that spot over, and I'll just be assisting. So that's kind of the role we normally have played in the past, and that's been our biggest change. That's been our biggest change. And of course, along the way, we did lose, if any of you remember, Mylon Karna. Mylon is now working at the state level in prevention, and we certainly wish him well. Greg, I don't believe we've had any coffee spills since Tina has been here and Mylon has been gone.
It's surprisingly clean.
I can change that if it helps.
Oh, no. Steve is much happier.
We're doing much better. Much better. But anyway, that's my last jab at Mylon. We congratulate him, wish him well. But since Tina's been on board, one of the biggest things for us is we have been involved in the National Coalition Academy. As part of the Drug-Free Community Program, we have a coalition that is responsible to help build a coalition. So we are required to go through the National Coalition Academy. Tina, do you have any thoughts generally on what, you know, want to explain a little bit about what that is?
Definitely. In a nutshell, for me, what it did for me is really taught me what my job is here. That was a crash course when you had indicated that, hey, you know, maybe a week or two from now, we're going to be all week in National Coalition Academy. My mind was popping because there were so many things. You know, I got to get on Facebook, I got to tweet, I got to, you know, all this stuff. Plus, we had a report that was coming due, et cetera, et cetera. I thought, oh my gosh, no, I don't have time for this. But this was the thing that really taught me how to zero in and prioritize and understand the impact that can be made through the coalition's work and through our grant, our Drug-Free Communities grant. And for me, it really taught me in a crash course, which was the best way for me to do it, what I am here to do and to do it effectively in a manner that is tried and tested and is known to work. So
the academy lasted how long for us?
Let's see, we had 1 week in June, correct? Or yeah, it was June. And then we did 1 week in August. I believe you did a week back in February.
I did a week back in February.
Yes.
And then you kind of caught up a little bit by meeting with the instructors a couple different days online.
Yes, I did. And I had the workbook and kind of went back and went through the workbook and the assignments they provided, which really helped make sense.
And as we went through the academy, one of the things, requirements for us was to develop tools, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tools to use to help build a coalition.
Definitely.
And to keep it strong.
Definitely. There were five tools. There's a community assessment, a logic model, strategic and action plan, the evaluation plan, and the sustainability plan.
And of course, all this hinges on the fact that our coalition is made up of public sector advisory members, and the sector leaders that we have, there are 12 of them, and they range from business to private nonprofit organizations to schools to health and law enforcement and all at business, parent. There's 12 different sectors there that we cover. And maintaining a good, solid coalition starts with, as we learned in the Coalition Academy, with keeping those 12 sector leaders busy. Mm-hmm. So the work is not on Tina's back, it's not on mine, but as a group, we work with all of our sector leaders and we all take some responsibilities. So.
Most definitely. And another thing that this Coalition Academy did for me personally is that it forced me to get out there, reach out to people, because we needed data. We're really fortunate here in Wood County because we have our youth survey that occurs every 2 years. A lot of the other 21 coalitions weren't at that point where they even had that in place. So they didn't even have the quantitative data, but we needed some qualitative data, so it helped me to reach out to people that I wouldn't have known and build those relationships and then pick up the phone and say, I'm working on this community assessment before I could ever go anywhere, do anything, had to do that. So I was also saying, could you help me with some data that you might have? Can you help me understand this or that aspect of Wood County and how it relates to our prevention and other efforts to address the issue of substance abuse? And people were willing to come forward and say, hey, I've got this, I've got that. And so it really helped me in that regard, too.
Good. And, of course, we've really been working hard since we've, Tina, since we've gone through that course. We've also been working hard at getting our coalition, I don't know if you want to say rebranded, but certainly our image put out there in front of people. And of course, you've got a great public relations person sitting here in the room with us. I think one of the things that Natalie's done for you is develop a new brochure.
Yes, and it's at the printer right now. I think we ordered 2,500. It is gorgeous. It's a beautiful, streamlined piece that tells who we are, how to get a hold of us, but it's eye-catching, too. You see the front cover, and you want to open that brochure up.
Very good, Natalie. Nice job.
Thank you.
We appreciate that.
She's done all kinds of little pieces that we can use all this next coming year, at least, in a lot of our advertising endeavors, some flyers and different things.
Very good.
So,
did you note on there that you guys graduated the academy like with flying colors or with honors or whatever they call it?
Oh. Well, we haven't quite yet. We're almost there. I think our sustainability plan has to be approved. We just submitted it October 1st.
Yeah.
And actually, I think if I look at the schedule, they're supposed to have it scored by the 22nd. So I'm hopeful that that last piece will be approved. If it's not, I think we have a chance to amend it and go back at it, yeah, I think, until sometime in November. But fingers crossed, I think we're going to graduate, and you and I will be there in the area and going up to get our
trudging through the snow, possibly.
Yeah. Ice, snow, who knows what.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and brag for us a little bit, brag for Tina. But the Coalition Academy that we attended had, 21 coalitions from around the country for this year in it. And they've been doing this now for many, many years. And along the way, as we are developing these tools that Tina talk to you about, we're able to write them up and send them in to our trainers. They have to give ultimate approval before we, you know, get to another deadline that we have to meet. And I'm very happy to say Wood County Prevention Coalition, all of our tools were approved ahead of schedule without any rewrites. And the trainers told us that that was the first time in all of their trainings that that had ever happened to a coalition. And that goes all right back to you, Tina, and the great job and dedication you had putting into that work. And I really appreciate that. I'll certainly take any of the glory that comes with it. And this is where, Greg, you turn on the microphone for the cheers and the drum roll. Tina's the backbone. She's the one that
I couldn't have done it if we didn't have a strong coalition that was willing to say, hey, yeah, I'll come in for some interviews.
Yeah, sure.
I've got data I can help share. I know Angie had some insights on, hey, we've got the Wood County Health Assessment that has some relative data. I wouldn't have known that. So it was definitely a team effort. But we are excited that we didn't have homework when other folks did. So that was really nice.
You got a free period.
assuming our sustainability plan is accepted, which was the last piece, then we will we'll have an official graduation ceremony at the CADCA mid-year training, which is the first full week of February every year. So that's good. That's good for our coalition to see that.
I'll get out my garment bag and my cap and gown.
There you go.
I better order one.
Okay, let's move on. As we had said earlier, as Greg had alluded to, we are planning on having the Adamus Youth Survey administered to all of our students in grades 5 through 12. coming up in November. Of course, that survey gives us results on what's going on, gives us a little some trend data to add to our past surveys so that we can start making some predictions and start building programming based on educational programming that is going to be based on some of that data that we collect. What do we collect, guys? Hey, I'm going to turn that over to Angie for a minute. She's our expert with, again, I'm going to use the word expert.
Oh, boy.
She's our mental health person, and we just added a lot of mental health questions a few years ago. Why don't we start there and talk about that? Because it's not only drug use. There's a lot of things going on with our kids that keep them healthy, not just physically, but mentally as well.
Sure. For a long time, we've asked about suicide ideation and suicide attempts within the last year. And we've been tracking that for a while. And then in the last couple of years, we've added some additional questions about ACEs, the adverse childhood experiences, which are just 10 questions. It's not the only bad things that can happen to people, but they're 10 of the, you know, maybe most significant, I guess. And they're predictive of, you know, outcomes later in life and that kind of thing. So we're able to use those and compare those and look at that and how that compares to the country and to other places that are asking those questions. And then we also added one a couple years ago. I arm wrestled a little bit with Dr. Ivoska about it, but in the end, after we got the data, he said, oh, I'm really glad we asked that. That was a question about hopelessness, because again, that can be really predictive of other, you know, behaviors and outcomes and risk. So we asked about if they felt hopeless in the last 2 weeks, basically, or stopped doing things that they normally did, that kind of thing. So it's almost a depression screening, but it's not diagnostic, but it's just a question about that feeling of hopelessness and how that relates to other things that they might do, whether that relates to suicide, whether it's correlated to drug and alcohol use and things like that as well.
Good. The survey in and of itself started in 2004 school year, and it was designed initially just on alcohol, tobacco, and other drugs. And then we have added other portions to it, relationship violence, dating violence, family violence, bullying, and of course the mental health questions as well, so that we can drill down now and make some correlational comparisons with kids who are maybe smoking or vaping and what that relationship is to suicidal ideation. I'm not saying one causes the other, but there is a relationship between the two. And so on and so forth with all of the drugs and things that we ask about, and nothing is sacred. We ask the kids everything. We ask them if they've been drinking, smoking, what kind of course marijuana use, and then painkillers, pain medications, are they abusing prescription medications? Are they taking opioids? Are they taking methamphetamines? You know, the whole gamut. We ask about heroin. We cover everything. Now, the good news is, in our last survey, and I always like to make sure we point this out, the good news is that in Wood County, I can say from our survey that about 93% or 94% of our youth in Wood County have not used alcohol, tobacco, or other drugs in the last 30 days. That is amazing. And we have trend data that shows throughout the years that we've been doing this that that number has increased. It goes up and it may go down a little bit, but over time it has continually increased in the amount of students who have not done alcohol, tobacco, and other drugs. That's indicative and certainly is complementary to our educational programming and our prevention education staff who are out there doing the job every day and working on issues that we see spike in this survey so that we can give the kids the education and the tools they need to bring those numbers down. So we're real happy with that. And that administration is going to be done again this November. Now, Tina will take that information and correlate that with things that we're doing in the drug-free community grant, while I will be using that in the school-age prevention programming. And that is how we're able to enrich the entire county, because we can address this now from basically from throughout the lifespan. And we hone in on the student side in schools. Tina's coalition is expands that, not only from school age work that we do there, but we also can expand that into the community and work with adults. That's just been a very complimentary program for us to have. And again, none of this would have been possible if it wasn't for the Wood County Alcohol, Drug Addiction, and Mental Health Services Board, who saw fit to have, back in 2003, to give us about $2,000 to get this started. It has developed into a multi-million dollar prevention education program, so we're very appreciative of that. Tina, this jumped back to some newsletters that I know we've been talking about.
Yes, we launched our seasonal newsletters back in the summer. I think July was the first newsletter that launched, and we just published in early October the fall newsletter. There'll be another one coming out in January. But they're a good source of updates on what's occurring, information related to resources, how to access our various social media platforms, our website, which was recently revamped and updated and looks beautiful. And if somebody out there would like to be added to our newsletter, they just should email me. It's T as in Tina Bradley, B-R-A-D-L-E-Y, at wcesc.org.
Along with that, I know we've also launched a new website, right? We've readapted our website.
Yes.
How do our listeners get to view that?
Well, it's the same address it always was, so that helps make it easy for folks, but it's www.wcprevention.org, O-R-G.
Very good. How about our next coalition meeting? When's that coming up?
December the 10th, 2021, and I'm assuming it'll be at 9 a.m. We haven't yet. We need to probably zero in on that, but I think it's going to be at 9 a.m. We have a very special guest that's going to join us at 9:30 a.m. that day. You want to...
Are we teasing or are we telling?
You know what? We told at the last coalition meeting, and our sector leaders knew even before that, so we can tell.
Okay, very good. We're very happy to have come and be our main speaker at that December coalition meeting, General Barry Price, who is the director of the CADCA organization, our national organization of communities against drugs. And he will be here to get us in some inspirational speaking with some of the things that we're doing at the national level and highlighting some of the things that we're doing here at the local level. So that'll be a good program for you to come and watch. We're excited. We are excited about that.
And I think we had word of possibly we talked before this session that could be our December podcast because it is such a momentous occasion.
So those who can't come in person could pick it up on podcast.
Listen. Yes.
Okay. Is that coalition meeting going to be in person or is it going to be
virtual?
Virtual. Okay.
Zoom. So, I'll work with you.
Okay. And so to get the invite for that, how do they go about doing that?
Well, we have an invite list. If someone wants to be added, they could do so. I think Zoom has the ability to let guests in. So we'd have to work that out. They could email me as well if they want to be added as a Zoom guest that day.
Okay. And then we'll work on recording that as well to make that a Zoom podcast, but it'll be audio only,
yes.
I believe.
Yes.
So
you guys tell me if I'm off beat here, but I think our time is coming to a close. I think we've covered most of our stuff other than to give everybody one last opportunity. Do we have any dates or any updates on trainings, Angie? What have we been doing? We just finished a training for our staff.
Yeah, the staff have had several trainings this year in some of the evidence-based programs. We're offering some training for school staff coming up. There's a how to be an LGBTQ ally in K-12 education coming up on November 8th for staff, teachers, administrators. And then we're also offering one on fetal alcohol spectrum disorders, and again, that's open to school staff. That's coming up on November 11th. So if anybody's interested in that, they can contact me.
Tina, do you have any last dates or thoughts?
Well, I would say if you're not already following us or liking us on Facebook, we're at WCP Coalition. And then we're also on Twitter, WoodCP Coalition. And then again, if you haven't checked out our new website, it's www.wcprevention.org.
And for all of those people who are not as technologically inclined, you could always call me at 419-354-9010 and just ask for Kyle Clark. We'll be glad to give you any information that we can. Greg, anything from you?
Does that still work on rotary phones, Kyle?
I think you could even use the old ringers, the old hand crank ringers. just ask the operator.
Yeah, Mabel, can I get extension 247, please?
Not the party line. We want to keep that private. Natalie, do you know what a party line is?
I can't say.
Oh, you're missing. You are missing a social interaction opportunity that I'll have to fill you on at a later date.
It's called eavesdropping.
Remember it well from the days out in the boonies.
Yeah. If you're like me, folks, I'm looking at the weather forecast today thinking this might be the last good day for some fall golf. So if you get this podcast quick enough, get your clubs and get out there. I think it's going to rain tomorrow. So on behalf of our whole team and the Wood County Prevention Coalition, we're signing off. Thank you.
This podcast is intended for educational purposes only. Those views expressed on the podcast do not necessarily reflect the views of the Wood County Educational Service Center or the Wood County Prevention Coalition.